The first reading is from Isaiah 51, verse 1 to 6. A reading from Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving, and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live in on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. Today's psalm is Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name, because of your steadfast love and faithfulness, for you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard of the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord. That great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly, perceiving the haughty from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of mine enemies. Your right hand shall save me. You will make good for your purpose for me, O Lord. Your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Second reading is from Romans 12, verses 1 to 8. A reading from Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of our Lord. Our gospel reading today marks a pivotal turning point in Jesus' public ministry in the book of Matthew. His identity has been affirmed. He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. In the next few weeks of the lectionary, the tone will change. Jesus will foretell of his death. He will be transfigured, and he will then proceed to Jerusalem, where his earthly ministry will continue until his trial, death, and resurrection. This is also a pivotal turning point in the life of Peter. If we think about it, his life has changed completely. He was a hardworking fisherman, hauling nets with his brother Andrew, and then this fellow comes along and calls him to be a fisher of people. Peter accepts this call, and along the way, he grew in faith and relationship. He joined Jesus to walk on water, that is, until he became fearful and questioned his faith. And he has also become the voice and authority of the disciples when speaking to Jesus. Peter has matured. He has grown in faith and trust of a man he barely knew. He has healed people, he listened, he watched, and he learned. And today in the gospel reading, his faith was affirmed. Over the past year, Jesus has been traveling throughout the countryside, villages, and towns. Folks had certainly heard about his miracles and his teachings. Many were probably trying to figure out just who this man was. The Pharisees were threatened by him, and the Romans would become more distrustful of him. Just who was this man? Jesus had no doubt heard that folks were talking about them, so perhaps that is why he decided to ask the disciples if they knew who he was. They respond by stating, well, you might be John the Baptist, or perhaps a prophet in the likes of Elijah or Jeremiah. They knew that Jesus was someone special, but they didn't understand exactly who he was. He came from God, but that is all they could sort of muster. Jesus then turns to Peter directly and asks him, but who do you say that I am? And Peter's response is different than the rest. He testifies to Jesus without any sense of hesitation, saying, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus rewarded him with a blessing that would ultimately change Peter's life. He gives Peter the keys to the kingdom. And in giving the keys, he gives him the authority to teach, the authority to forgive, and the power to preach the word. Now, I must admit that Peter does not totally get it, as we will read next week when we continue on in Matthew chapter 16. Peter is human after all. He is perfectly imperfect. But on that day, Peter's testimony, through his experiencing of knowing who Jesus was true and authentic. He understood Jesus' significance. He understood God's love in that moment. And as we know, Peter eventually goes on to preach the good news in his first sermon on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. His testimony was a rock that eventually led to the formation and foundation of the church. Jesus and Peter Both assumed their rightful identities, not because of anything they had done or anything that they were taught. Their identities were revealed solely by God, by the will and unconditional love of God. And Peter's understanding and knowing who Jesus was had nothing to do with Jesus teaching him or with his own reasoning. That too was solely revealed by God. God is always at work in our lives and the lives of those around us. Who do we say that Jesus is in our lives? Last week, the gospel spoke of the humanity of Jesus in his treatment of the Canaanite woman. Much of my own understanding of who Jesus is speaks to his humanity. It speaks to God understanding what it is like to live as a human in the world and how we treat one another. But that is simply my understanding, and it comes from my own experiences and encounters with the divine. Each of us have our own understanding and belief of who Jesus is in our lives and how that leads to our identity in life. Each of us has our own testimony, which has formed our life of faith and understanding. Now, the foundations of our faith were probably learned in part from our family, our years in Sunday school, learning the old Bible stories, and the church. But none of this is possible without the revelation and love of God. Without the love and mercy of a God that endures throughout our earthly and eternal lives. Through this faith and love, through the encounters and experiences in our lives, we build a relationship with Jesus Christ and God, just as Peter did. We trust in the Word and we live out our lives in response to the love of the living God. And in doing so, our lives are changed, and so is the world around us. So let us praise God. Let us praise the power and grace of Jesus Christ. Let us live into who Jesus is in our lives through loving and caring for one another, through offering and standing for peace and justice in a world that is so in need of compassion, love, and understanding. Let us affirm our faith, knowing that through the revelation of God, we are loved unconditionally and fully. How wonderful and life-giving is that? Thanks be to God. Amen.